everyone. It's Julie
and Savannah.
Yes, I have Savannah here with me this morning. And I want to start off by saying I am not normally a person who reads comments, but you know, I thought I want to just see what people are saying about the podcast. And I noticed someone or a few people kept saying, why do you say good morning? Well, I say good morning because we record this podcast in the morning. And we have recorded this podcast in the morning since its inception. So that is why I say good morning, because it's normally the first active thing that I do on Wednesday mornings. So we record the podcast on Wednesday mornings, and then it is edited and ready to be put out for you guys to listen to on Wednesday afternoons. So that's why I do it. Just wanted to answer a few questions that people put out there. As far as why do we answer questions from callers? Because that is the premise of our podcast. It was to give people a chance to ask us personal questions that we would not normally get to answer. So that is the reason that we do that. I wanted to welcome Savannah to the podcast today. Thank you so much. Todd is not feeling well today. We actually think he got food poisoning last night from his birthday dinner. So yesterday,
it's just some really bad luck, honestly.
Yeah. Yes.
And today has just been one of those days already. Like, I got up. What time did I go to bed? Like 10:30, I think.
Probably. Yeah, I think so.
10:30, 11-ish, and then got up at 5:30, went and did my workout. I had my whole day kind of planned with just enough time to do everything, and then found out Dad was sick. So I stepped in to do the podcast, pushed my photo shoot back. Then we have filming. So literally, I'm sitting here with my shoes not even on all the way.
But I thank you so much for doing that. You know, I don't think that I tell you guys often enough how grateful I am for Savannah and how she will just jump in there and do what has to be done. She not only got up and went and worked out this morning, but she came back home and brought breakfast for Grayson and Chloe. And now I didn't have to say, do you mind doing the podcast? I hate to ask you this. She's like, Mom, I have it all planned out. I brought breakfast back. I'm going to have my hair and makeup done before the podcast. I'll go record the podcast with you, and then I can do my photo shoot. So thank you so much, because listen,
you got to do what you got to do.
She is probably one of the hardest working young people that I know of. I mean, she sometimes amazes me, because I have friends who have kids the same age as my kids. And listen, they're not all doing what Savannah's doing, for sure.
Well,
and it's not
you.
Just the fact that you're filming a TV show, but it's all the other stuff that people don't see. It's just taking that extra step to try to make my life easier, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you.
So I hope you guys were able to wish Todd a happy birthday yesterday. I know he got lots of messages on his social, and he was so grateful for that.
And it's so awesome, too, to see, and all the people that text him. His phone was blowing up all day yesterday, and then everyone on social media, just to see everything that we see. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing that the kids that have been in our lives through our own children, whether it's, you know, people they were friends with, people they dated, whatever, to get those text messages, it just brightens his day. Because, I mean, he had so many, literally hundreds of people reach out to him yesterday, whether by phone or by social media. So those do not go unnoticed. We are greatly appreciative of that. So, Savannah, before we get started today, I want you to tell us a little bit about what you have going on right now.
Oh, gosh. What I have I feel like everything's just like, everything's happening at once, which is great, but also very overwhelming. With COVID, it's definitely kind of thrown off my timeline with Sassy by Savannah, which is okay. Everything happens how it's supposed to. It's not something I can really control, so I'm going to try my hardest not to stress over it. But hopefully next week, I'll have more products launching. So
yay!
I don't want to give an exact date because, I mean, I was supposed to launch stuff in March and it didn't happen because of shipping delays. So hopefully next week, just stay tuned to my social media and...
I am super, super excited because
I'm so excited.
I'm excited for the launch because in case you guys don't know, it's not like that I get these products before they launch. I don't. You know, I go online and order them just like you guys do. As I do with all of my friends who have products or things that they're passionate about, and I love to support other entrepreneurs. I love to support people who are out hustling. I love to do that. But I do have to wait and get it when everybody else. I mean, you let me try some things, in order to get it, I have to order it when everybody else does.
I know. And you know what I'm really mad about? So I had like a whole stock of products for myself. And anytime I would come across someone... Like, I met someone at the grocery store that loved my stuff and wanted it, but it was sold out. So I went home, got some of my stuff, brought it back to them. And then I realized I've given all of my personal stock of my products away. And
I feel the same way, whether I've used it or given it away. I know I gave a lot for Christmas gifts. And I feel the same way. Like, I don't have any mascara.
I'm so upset about that too, y'all, because this mascara is my favorite mascara I've ever worn. And I'm not just saying it. Like, at first, I was kind of hesitant about it because I liked what I liked before. And then I created something and I was like, holy cow, this is amazing. It doesn't fall like the mascara I was using before. It layers really well. Everything about it, I love. And now we're kind of having some issues with bringing it back. And I'm like talking to the warehouse. It's just, y'all, there's so much going on. I'm grateful for it, but I need my mascara back. So,
right. So that brings my next question. The original drop of your product, I mean, I'm talking about like the full face palette, the lips, the eyes. Will everything be available when the new stuff comes out?
Not everything. There was some stuff that was just, for instance, the eye kits. They're not coming back as of right now. Now, if you guys like go to the Sassy by Savannah Instagram and tell us how much you want it, then maybe I can get it back. But I'm really pushing for the black eye kit, and a few of the lip kits aren't coming back. Nashville Nights is definitely coming back, along with 4 new ones, and then we'll have literally within the next 4 months, probably, we'll have. Let's see. So I've got 4 new lip kits. We'll have a bronzer. We will have eyebrow kits. Like, there's so much coming out.
The mascara is, we don't know yet.
Yeah. Mascara is undetermined right now.
Okay.
So I'm pushing for it because, like I said, I need more. I'm so excited about that. But also with all of that, one thing that I've realized is like, I've skipped my therapy for like 2 weeks because filming has the way that it works. Like, I just haven't been able to do it in order to get through the day quicker or whatever. So I have my therapy tomorrow, and I've told myself I do not care if everyone's waiting on me. I am going to do it.
Good.
And I think that's a really important thing to talk about is you got to make time for yourself, because if you don't, things just keep piling up, and then eventually you just explode.
Right. No, I totally agree. And, you know, we've talked about this some, but I don't think people really know that we don't know our schedule for the day.
I
don't have any idea what my schedule is going to look like tomorrow.
Because it's always changing.
Right. It's always changing. And we don't get our schedule we don't get our schedule always in advance. So because it changes so much, it's hard to have something that's like in stone.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of stuff that comes up the night before, or just especially too with what's going on with Sassy right now. Like, I get shipments in the night before that have to have approval by the next day, or we have meetings that we have to go to. Like, there's always just something happening. And then you've got like the boys' nonsense and dad, and it's hard to get anything ever done.
Yeah.
Which is really hard. So we're just, I don't know. I think it's a really hard thing to navigate, and especially with COVID. It's still, I was listening to the radio, and some country music artist was talking about like going out for the first time since COVID. And she was like, someone came up to her and was like, hey, and she was like, hey, like, like, what do I say? Like, this is awkward. And I feel like it's going to take time for people to get back in the routine of actually seeing people and talking to people. But one thing I've realized that I've started doing is having more intentional conversations with people that I meet and not being so surface with everyone. Right. Because I feel like it's hard to remember people if you're just always surface. Like, sometimes you can't even remember a name if you're that surface. And just hearing people's stories and the way people navigate things will help you more in your life than you really think.
Absolutely. I agree wholeheartedly. And to just take the time to be kind. Did you know health insurance doesn't always cover the full cost of an emergency medical flight? Even with comprehensive coverage, you can get hit with substantial copays and deductibles. That's why planning ahead is essential for financial protection. If an emergency arises, AirMed Care Network's highly trained crews can provide air medical transport to the nearest and most appropriate trauma center. And with an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for that flight. That's right. Members won't see a bill when flown by an AMCN provider. An AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Join AMCN and secure your financial peace of mind. Right now, as a listener of this podcast, you'll receive up to a $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Chrisley and use offer code Chrisley. You know, I do think in Nashville, more people than not are genuinely nice people.
For sure.
You know, I was leaving the grocery store yesterday and I was putting my groceries in the back of my car, and there was a lady beside me and she was doing the same. We kind of finished at the same time. So I went around to take her cart, and I took her cart to put it away with mine. And she said, "Thank you so much. I was getting ready to ask you if I could take your cart." And, and then as I'm walking to drop off the two carts, there was an older gentleman and he was getting his cart. I said, "I'll take that for you." So I think we don't stop to think like that few seconds, how it can impact someone or how it can truly even turn their day around to know that like someone was nice to me today.
For sure.
Someone took the time. You know, I could have walked right past that gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. And, you know, it's those little things that I truly believe. And it's not just for the person that you're doing it for, but you will find that it actually makes you feel so much better.
Without a doubt. And like, I just think just something about today is telling me to just like be more intentional with people and to remind everyone to be more intentional. And for some reason, I don't know, I'm that person that believes like there's a reason everything happens. Yeah. Like whether you take a right turn or a left turn, like there's a reason. And for some reason, I like scrolled through my notes today and I came to a note from 2016. And I think it was from a church service that I was at. And the note says, "A little bit of grace opens a room for a whole lot of truth." When you stand in grace, it may not change what you say, but it will change how you say it. Grace is a place for you to stand. From grace we stand. From grace we worship. From grace we receive our calling. What you're called to do and what you're actually capable of doing is different. The grace of God fills the gap every time.
I love that.
And I loved that because especially a little bit of grace opens a room for a whole lot of truth. When I heard that, like I kept, when I read it this morning again, I just kept reading it over and over and over again because I found myself in conversations with people. And when you have more grace, they're willing to be more open and honest with you. Mm-hmm. And you're able to see where other people are coming from, even if you've never gone through the same things.
Or if you have completely different views on things.
For sure.
Whether that's political views, religious views, social views, mm-hmm. whatever it is, it doesn't mean that you can't have open dialogue. It doesn't mean that you can't respectfully carry on a conversation or even a debate with someone. Mm-hmm. But with grace, you're able to deliver it in a way where people don't shut down.
For sure. And I think, and to just some, just a conversation that I had that I told you about the other day, kind of, with someone, and someone else said something. I'm trying to figure out how to word this properly. So I had a conversation with someone, and it just, like I said, it was just a more intentional conversation, just kind of killing time. And they ended up telling me that, like, 10 years ago, if I would have thought I would be where I'm at today, like, I would have laughed. And the person said, because 10 years ago, like, I was homeless. And I was like, what? Like, I was shocked. And they were like, yeah, like, at 9 years ago, like, I've been sober for 9 years. I decided that, like, I didn't want to live the life I was living anymore. And just because of certain things that have happened to me, I can't let that dictate the rest of my life. Like, I have to learn to live with it, forgive people, move on, and do something for myself. And this person's now 9 years sober, like, has a great job. And for me, like, I sat back. And there are times to where I've thought, if I'm honest with myself, when you're like on the street and you see someone homeless, there's a sense of judgment if we're all being honest with ourselves.
Yes.
And you look at them and you're like, oh, well, if they really wanted a job, they can go and get one. Or if they really wanted this or that, like, they can have it. It's not that simple. I have learned that when people are fighting demons, there's just some things that people don't feel like living anymore. And this whole situation, it kind of just caused me to think. And I was like, you know what? That's what kind of brought on my whole being more intentional with people in conversation. Because after that conversation, now you wouldn't necessarily look at someone homeless and say, I think, you know, you're at where you're at because of you.
Right. Well, and I think because we live in a society where everything is smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is what we want to make it appear to be and not what it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for us to look at someone that on the outside, they look put together, they look fit, they look trim, they look like they're the happiest person in the world, but we don't stop to take the time to find out what their journey was to mm-hmm. get to where they are today.
Exactly. And I think that's, if we just take more time with people to listen and to talk and truly invest in someone, like I say, the reason I'm at where I'm at today is because I've had people in my life to invest in me, to invest the time in me. And that's, I'm talking about nothing financial because
right.
that doesn't fix anything. Like, we know that. Like,
right.
there have been times in my life where I've had the best cars, the best clothes, the best handbags, but literally I was falling apart. So that does nothing. What makes a difference is having those people to invest in you and to take the time to say, hey, I know you're not okay. Like, I'm here for you if you want to talk.
Right.
And
I think Todd is one of those people.
Well, yeah,
he is
sure.
So one of those people on so many different levels. I mean, the names of people that I could give you right now that reach out to him, or that he almost serves as a mentor, or just someone that people can talk to and get advice from and not be judged. I mean, it would be mouth dropping. I mean, it really would be, because he's just that person. Mm-hmm. And it all stems from his journey. I think the reason he's so good at that is because of the journey that he has had and the struggles that he's had. And I'm talking from childhood till present.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at everything that he has experienced in his life, good and bad, I mean, I truly believe that's what has made him the person that he is today. But it has also allowed him to be such a glimmer of hope for other people.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I think, but that's where we all have to learn. Instead of taking the things that happen to us and just sulk in it and be mad and be upset, like, you're allowed to do those things. Don't get me wrong. But you want to take it and you want to do something good with it. And I think that's what Dad has done such a great job at, is not letting the things he's gone through, like, harden him.
Like, yeah.
You know, there are definitely certain areas, and he's definitely gotten better over the years, but God allows certain things to happen to soften all of us. And that's a perfect person, like, the perfect example of that. Like, if I have any friends, y'all, that are going through something, I'm like, you may really want to talk to Dad. Like, like, it's, I keep his phone busy, that's for sure. Just because he uses his hardships and adversities to pour into people, and so they don't make the same mistakes that he's made,
right,
or that they don't hurt the way that he's hurt.
Well, and I think that as we age and as we mature, I think that we are able to take those bad things or take those mistakes, not even just bad things that were out of our control, but mistakes that we've made, and turn those around and create a learning tool for other people.
For sure.
You know, because people can listen to you even if they never tell you their story.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to them and there will be something in there that will trigger them or that they can relate to, and that will help them get to that, just that next little spot that they need to get to.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I just think, I don't know, I just got real deep this morning, but I feel like...
You did get real deep, Savannah.
I feel like I needed it. So that tells me that so many of you guys need it. And like I said, just about being open, honest, vulnerable, and being there for people, because 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to do more for yourself, mm-hmm, than you ever intend, like, than you did for them,
right,
you know?
Right. And I think we have to continue talking about it. And that is why, that is one of the main reasons that we do this podcast, is to talk about those uncomfortable things.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that we are huge advocates for mental health, and I'm going to continue talking about it, and Todd's going to continue talking about it. We were literally having dinner last night with some dear, dear friends, and they have a 2-year-old, and he fell and busted his head open, had to go to the emergency room. So they were at the children's hospital. And she said, I can't get this out of my mind. She said, I'm sitting there with my child who is, you know, he's hurt, but he's going to be fine. And a mother walks through the door with her teenager and has to say, my child is suicidal. Mm-hmm. And she, my friend was saying, I could see on this child's face, just his brain was just going 50 miles a minute. You know, you could just see it. It was crazy. And she said, you know, I just can't get that out of my mind, because as a mother, having to walk in there and say that about your child and know that this is all, you're doing the very best you can do by that child to try to get them to help, but it's also a very helpless feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was someone we don't even know. All right, just because the pandemic has turned our lives upside down doesn't mean you have to let the new normal of stress and anxiety be your normal. talking to a therapist is a great first step. It's a signal to someone that you're ready to be the one in control. By seeking help, you're giving yourself a chance to heal and grow, to overcome the difficulties and uncertainty of the past year. Talkspace lets you send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the Talkspace platform 24/7. With Talkspace, you set goals with your therapist and they hold you accountable and make sure that you're really progressing. Therapy can really help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and really be a guiding light. Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. Instead of waiting for an appointment, you can send unlimited messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. Talkspace has thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience in over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, and so much more. Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code Chrisley to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Chrisley at talkspace.com. And then we met someone else randomly this week, a dear gentleman who was so kind, who was so welcoming to Todd and I. And he watched the show, but we were doing something completely unrelated to the show. And he tells us about his son because he knew the struggle that Kyle has had. And his son is much older. And it's all the same. You know, he said, nobody understands, because when your child is struggling, you know, it's almost like you live in this constant fear of waiting for something bad to happen. You wait because you know that phone call's coming, and it's never. And even though, and, you know, thank God his son is doing well now. But he says, still, if I call him on the phone, I can't get him, or he's 5 minutes late for work, my mind goes crazy. And that happens. And I think that this is something that people have been dealing with forever, but I think it's so much more right now with COVID.
For sure. And I think, you know, one thing that you just said, because, you know, dad's kind of that way.
Yes.
Like, if you don't answer or you're late or something, like, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And I think the more that I think about it, that also has to stop in situations like that. Because if someone's made so much progress and mm-hmm. they feel that they're doing so good.
Right. It is.
And you're freaking out.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, because.
Really?
A, you don't have children. And I think have a child, it is such a love that you cannot comprehend. And the thoughts of something happening to your child is so, it is so consuming, and it is so crippling that you really can't.
Well, see, I'm not coming from that aspect. I'm coming from the person who has struggled.
Right.
So I look at it from that aspect and see how much progress I've made in my life. And then anytime someone freaks out on me because I don't answer or you don't know where I'm at, it just takes me back to, well, look at how much progress I've made. Do you not see it?
No, I get that. And I see that. And that's why I'm grateful to have you on the podcast as a different mindset, a different point of view to bring things to us, because it is so crippling when you have a child who's hurting or a loved one who's hurting, but especially for a child. And I have said this, and I will continue to say this, as a parent who loves their children with everything that I have, you are only as happy as your saddest child. And I believe that. I believe that as a parent, you can only be as happy as your saddest child, because you take that on, because this is something, this is someone that you love so much and so deeply that it just consumes you. But yes, you do have to acknowledge progress. And I agree with that, because people can change. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can ever become so jaded and so hardened that you feel like people can't change.
For sure. And I think I literally just had that conversation as I was working out this morning. And I was like, but you do know people can change, right? Like, just because you put forth an effort 5 years ago doesn't mean that someone hasn't changed. And I believe that to a fault at times, of allowing people to run all over me, or because time and time again.
Well, not just that. I think you want to believe the good in people. You want to believe the best in people.
I do. And sometimes you have to be honest with yourself and see it for what it is this person really isn't the best, or this person isn't what I see them as. Like, you have to be honest with yourself, but you also, I just truly believe the more grace you give, the better you yourself will feel at the end of the day, because you're going to get an answer one way or another. And I just believe that. Like, people change. This, if COVID has taught us anything, I've said it's to be more intentional, be more grace-filled, and just love people better, because you never know what someone's going through.
So true. So true. All right, let's take some callers. I want to hear your perspective on some. So first caller, please.
Hey, Julie and Todd, or Savannah, whoever is on at the time y'all get this. So as of the time of this message, we have a 22, almost 23-year-old who lives up in Alaska. I'm sorry, this is Nancy, Colorado. He lives in Anchorage, Alaska. That's basically where he grew up. And what I'm challenged with now as a stepmother is how much pressure, or I'm not sure what the word is I'm looking for. We haven't heard from him since Christmas. And when I say heard from him, it was a text message saying Merry Christmas. We can't leave him voicemail because he doesn't have one set up. He doesn't respond to texts, no matter what form. And we're just, you know, curious if he's okay. As a stepmom, I would just like to know if there's a better way I can approach this other than just leaving him a little text message just saying, we miss you, we love you, we love to hear from you. You know, his dad just is, you know, tries to call him, but he doesn't answer, he doesn't have voicemail. So is this normal for a 22-year-old who lives on his own and doesn't reach out to his dad and his stepmom? I just don't know what direction to take, or just to leave it be, let go and let God take care of it. I've been told by some people that it's, you know, he's just 22 and that's kind of what they do. And I see how, you know, Savannah and Chase are with you. And I can't have the expectation ever that ours will be anything like, you know, Savannah or Chase. I admire how you guys raised both of them. And I know they're not perfect, but they're perfect for you. And I was just curious if y'all had any advice on our situation, and what, if anything, you know, we could do differently or just do period to try to hear from him. Thanks. Love y'all like everybody else does. And I look forward to hearing back. Thank you.
Hey, Nancy. Thank you for your call. As a mother, as a stepmother, if I had not heard from my children since Christmas, I would definitely be concerned. We are just not the kind of people that let silence go. I mean, if I did not hear from Chase and Savannah every day,
they would have called the police by now.
Oh, I would have driven to Alaska. Like, and I don't really like the cold weather, but I would have driven to Alaska. I'm not sure why your stepson is not responding to you, because that is, to me, that is very disrespectful to have your parents worry like that. I don't know if there's some history, you know, I don't have a lot to go off of. Only thing I can tell you is how I feel. But I would tell you that absolutely you should be concerned. If he's not responding to a text message, if he's not responding to picking up a phone and calling you, I don't care how busy you are. You can respond to a text message. You can pick a phone up and call, you know, your dad, your stepmom, and say, I'm good. I'm busy. I'm working. I'm going to school. I'm whatever. But I'm okay. There's to go 4 months without speaking to your parent is not okay, in my opinion. So I don't know if, you know, you guys have any kind of relationship with his biological mother, that maybe someone could reach out to see if he's reached out to her. I mean, surely there's someone that he's reached out to in 4 months. But I would tell you, I would not let it go. I would at least know that, you know, try to find out and make sure that he's okay. I mean, especially like we have been talking about in this podcast, during this time when people are not having the interaction that they have had in the past because of COVID, it is so affecting everyone, and it's affecting people differently. And I believe it's taking a toll on our mental health. So I would tell you to absolutely figure out a way. I don't know if you know where he lives or if he has, you know, a friend or somebody.
But figure out how to get in contact with him, because like what you just said, I just had this conversation with a friend because they've been super quiet. And then they were like, hey, Sab, like, I'm not okay. And I was like, you know what? Like, I had a gut feeling that something was wrong. And so I should have listened to my gut and reached out and like, hey, just checking on you. Are you okay? But I didn't. And it's, you know, and that's where we have to, if you're worried, then act on that. If Absolutely. You just, that's all, I can't stress that enough, because if I would have acted on my gut feeling, then I could have checked in on this person sooner.
Right.
So.
Right. Absolutely. So Nancy, good luck. Call back in. Let us know when you've found out anything, but keep us updated. Okay, guys, so you know I have talked many, many, many times about Rothy's. I mean, they're a company making stylish, sustainable shoes and bags. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. Rothy's shoes are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. With many styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect way to add more comfort and style to your closet. It's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling shoe, the Point in Black, has over 5,000 near-perfect reviews. Find your new favorites with the latest Rothy's styles like comfy shoes, brand-new bags, and washable mask. Rothy's are available in a wide range of styles and come in ever-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns. Rothy's shoes are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles, so they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slide them on. That's right, zero break-in period. Rothy's are equal parts comfortable and chic, and Health says they're the most comfortable shoes on earth. Finding the perfect style is easy because Rothy's comes with free shipping and free returns on eligible items. I love the slide-on sneaker. I have talked about this many times. Chloe has multiple pairs of them. We love the bright white. We love the colors they have. Actually have a rainbow one right now that is amazing. And I love the fact that I can throw them in the wash machine. She is super rough on her shoes. I mean, she has had shoes that she has worn one time and literally they look like she's had them for 5 years. But with Rothy's, we throw them in the wash machine and they come out looking brand new every time. Rothy's has also transformed nearly 100 million bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And like I said, they're fully machine washable. You just throw them in the wash machine and they'll come out looking good as new. Check out the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/cc. That's rothys.com. rothys.com/cc. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. So head to rothys.com/cc today. Next caller, please.
Hi, Chrisley family. I'm going to remain anonymous because I don't want anyone to get their feelings hurt if they know me and hear this. But I was just wanting some family dynamic advice. I come from a divorced family. I'm also married, so I have like three sets of grandparents and families that I feel like I'm constantly worrying about keeping up with. I also have like the first set of grandchildren. And I'm just constantly feeling torn, between all families. My husband's side of the family is a lot better than my side. My side likes to guilt trip and make you feel bad about not visiting. And I also work full time. I'm a nurse. I work full time and I have a 2- and 4-year-old, and I feel like I'm just trying to survive and, also focus on my family. But then I feel guilty for wanting to spend, you know, the weekends low-key with just my husband and kids. I'm just finding, like, it's hard for me to make time for everybody, and I feel torn, and I'm starting to feel like I don't even have my own identity. And I just need some advice on dealing with that guilt. You know, I try to make time to FaceTime and call, but when that happens, they just say, well, when are you going to visit? Or they'll tell my kids, like, when are you going to come visit? And, you know, they're really talking to me. And I just feel guilty. Like, do I suck it up and just, you know, go visit everybody, like, every chance I get? Or do I focus on my family and just wait for, like, family events and to visit with them then? I just feel, you know, a lot of anxiety and stress with the world right now with my job, and sometimes I feel like I'm about to lose it, and I don't want to be rude to anybody and make anyone feel bad, you know, and I feel like letting them know how I feel wouldn't help anyway, because I just feel like they're kind of selfish people, but I just want to do the right thing, and I've been praying about it, and I still just feel anxious about it, so any advice would be awesome. Thanks so much. Love your all's podcast and show.
Hi, anonymous nurse, I'm going to call you. First of all, I want to thank you for being in the healthcare profession and everything that you've done this past year. I don't know how in the world we would have survived without amazing men and women who have truly stepped up and fought this battle every day with us and for us. So I appreciate that. Having a blended family, or where you have multiple sets of family, it does make things difficult. But I'm going to tell you from someone who has been there and done it. You have to put your family first, and your family has to be what you created, which is you and your spouse and your children. And, you know, sometimes everyone's not going to be happy. That's just a part of it. You're not going to make everybody happy all the time. And I have talked about it on this podcast. I'm a people pleaser, and that has gotten me into so much trouble. And I have felt exactly the way that you are feeling more times than I haven't, where I feel like I've been pulled in every direction, trying to please this one, trying to please that one, trying to be there for everybody. And you can't do it. So you have to take your life back. You are a full-time working mother, 2 children, and that's a lot in itself. I mean, that is a lot. So you have to start making traditions for your family, and that's what Todd and I did. You know, we would, when our kids were really, really little, we would get up and we would go here and go there on Thanksgiving and try to see this person, try to see that person. And it finally got to the point. And with Christmas, we would jump up. My kids would open all their gifts, have Santa. And then we would run from this house to this house to this house. And everybody was exhausted. And we felt like, okay, we haven't really spent any quality time with anyone because we just constantly run from place to place. So we made that decision together that we're not going to do this. Thanksgiving, for many years, we traveled and we were not even home for Thanksgiving. We took our kids and we went away. The last few years, we've been at home and we've hosted Thanksgiving.
I recommend traveling.
We do. And we have an open invitation for friends, family, anybody. You're welcome to come to our house. And I do feel like if you are that important to someone, they will make it a point to come see you. Now, I know that there are grandparents and family members that can't travel, you know, whether that's their age or medical conditions, whatever. And listen, if my grandmother were alive today, I would travel to see her on every occasion. I can tell you that. But a lot of times, you know, it's just people want to be lazy and they want to do it on their time frame.
You cannot allow to happen. I think at the end of the day, you do what's best for you because we're all doing what we can to just hold our heads above water.
I think more people are in her position than not.
Yeah, and I think one thing she said was she doesn't feel like she can say anything to them about how she feels. Mm-hmm. I personally think the reason you're so upset is because maybe you haven't expressed your feelings and what's bothering you. And at the end of the day, create boundaries, because normally the people that are upset about you creating boundaries are the ones that benefit from you not having any. So
that's a good way to put it. So we will be thinking about you. We'll be praying for you and hope that things get better. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Tiffany. I'm from Virginia. I just recently discovered your podcast. I've been a really big fan of the show, but somehow I ended up missing the podcast so recently. So I've actually started from the beginning, and I'm going in order. And I heard one of your podcasts where you answered how you would react if one of your kids was gay. And I just wanted to say thank you as a gay woman. I didn't come out until late in life because I felt like my parents would not accept me, and they didn't at first. But, you know, these days, kids would be lucky to have parents like you that meet them with open arms, and I just want you to know that it's appreciated. And I love you guys two pieces. Thank you.
Hi, Tiffany from Virginia. Thank you so much.
That was the sweetest message.
Yes, it was. And listen, we are not the perfect parents. We have never claimed to be the perfect parents. But I can tell you that I want my kids to be happy. And whatever happy and content and passion looks like, I want them to have a passion for something. I want them to be secure in who they are and whatever that looks like, because all that can look so different on if you've got more than one child. All that's going to all look different on every child that you have. So I do think that it's important for us to support our kids, to lift them up, and to know that we can be different as night and day, but that does not change how I feel about you. It does not change my love for you. And I think that's not just about for your kids, but I think it's about for everyone. I think it's about for the people you have in your life. I think it's about your friends. I think it's about your acquaintances, your coworkers.
And I think one thing that you and Dad have done so well, and you've taught us to the best of your abilities, is unconditional love. Like, to love people unconditionally and truly teaching us what that looks like. Like, it's not loving people when it's convenient for you or when it's on your terms or when someone's doing what you want them to do. Right. It's loving someone when someone's doing something complete opposite of what you want them to do or how you feel. It's just,
and we've had our moments.
Yeah.
You know, we've had our moments. Savannah and I have had our moments. Chase and I have had our moments even more so, you know, and I've told him. I've literally sat in my car and cried with him to him. I'm not giving up on you. You are my child. I'm going to love you till the day that I die and beyond. And I am not giving up on you. And that's kind of how we live our life. So, Tiffany, thank you so much. And thanks for listening and watching.
Who needs a change of scenery right now? Everyone in the world. So it's good that Apartments.com has the most listings anywhere. We're not just talking apartments, but houses, townhomes, condos, and all manner of domiciles, from the oh-so-cozy to the did-I-just-hear-an-echo-in-here? And with 3D virtual tours, you can search for your special somewhere from anywhere. So stretch those fingers across a keyboard and change your scenery on Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place.
Do you think bananas are healthy? Think again. I'm Dr. Stephen Gundry, best-selling author of the Plant Paradox series, and on the Dr. Gundry podcast, you're going to learn the foods to eat and the ones to avoid to lose weight, boost your energy, and feel your most vibrant, active self this year. You'll also learn simple tips from the world's top experts on health and nutrition. Plus, you'll discover the truth about calories, how running could actually be hurting your health, and why fat won't make you fat. Subscribe now to the Dr. Gundry podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I'm Dr. Gundry, and I'm always looking out for you.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Rachel from Mid-Missouri again. First off, I want to thank you for answering my call from a few months ago. You guys just made my day. But secondly, I was curious, outside of taping and everything, what does a day in the life of Todd and Julie look like? How do you start your day? How do you end your day? Julie, do you wear makeup every day, even if you're not filming? We'd love to hear more about your routines and what are some must things that you do in your day when the cameras aren't rolling. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hi, Rachel from Missouri. Our life is crazy. It does not look the same every day. We are doing something different every single day. But a day in my life, if I'm not filming and my schedule allows, I get up, I take my kids where they need to go, school, activities. Grayson works out in the mornings. Then I come back and, you know, whether it's running errands, whether it's doing something in my house.
She's had a lot of people at her house recently, so it's been
a lot of cooking, a lot of grocery shopping. Do I wear makeup every day? No. Most of the time I do, but there are days if I'm not filming that I don't put makeup on. You might see me in the grocery store and I might not have makeup on. I'm actually glad for a mask these days because it does hide a little bit of that.
Yeah, if you see that, just keep walking, please.
So our days are very busy. On days that we film, the days are kind of consumed with that. And then as soon as those cameras start rolling, I either already have dinner going or thinking about what I'm going to make for dinner. I start that. I am getting Chloe ready for bed.
It's always just one thing.
It
after
really
the
is.
Other.
It's always something.
Like today's one of those days where I feel like there's not enough hours in the day.
For sure.
Like, and I got up at 5:30.
For sure.
don't you feel
like I organized a refrigerator yesterday, for instance? What else? You know, I mean,
I was going to say, don't you feel that the days that you don't wear makeup, like, all these people come out of the woodworks and are like, oh my God, can I get a picture with you?
For sure.
And literally, y'all, if you, like, when you see me like that, like, I got the mask on, I got my sunglasses on, like, I'm trying my hardest to hide my face.
Because we do have to get up every day and fix our hair and put makeup on when we're filming, and that's more days than it's not.
For sure.
Yeah, we don't really have a set schedule, I would say. I'm just trying to, you know, be a good wife, be a good mother, and do all the stuff that has to be done. So, Rachel, thank you so, so much. And next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Monica. You guys probably have seen me comment on a lot of you guys' platforms. I've just become a huge Kuzley fan, you guys. Remarkable people. You guys help me so much. As someone who struggles with mental health issues, my question is for Julie. You're very beautiful, by the way. I really admire you. What can I do to gain more confidence in being a woman? I've grown up sheltered my whole life. I really don't know how to do simple things, you know, like makeup and stuff like that. And just what do you recommend that I could try or start doing? I just love y'all. I just love y'all so much, you guys. I just want you guys to know that you guys really do help me. And thank you so much for everything that you guys do. You're very kind people. And I hope one day that I can, you know, at least catch you guys on a live or something. But thank you.
Hi, Monica. Thank you so much for your kind words and for listening to the podcast and just watching All Things Kuzley. How can I help you to be a better person? First of all, you're already a good person.
I don't think that the question was more so about how she feels about herself.
Exactly. And I would tell you that you have to remember, you have to tell yourself every single day that you are enough, that you are enough.
And that's one thing that I learned in my therapy when I went for like a week long intensive therapy program. And it was the one thing that came out of it was like, I kept saying to myself, like, my word was worthy while I was there. And it's like, I just want to know that I'm worthy of like the love that people show me or the good things that come my way. And like, I don't want to self-sabotage. And I feel like a lot of us do that. And you have to, no one can tell you anything. I mean, you know, that's been a struggle mm-hmm. of mine for a long time. It doesn't matter how many people comment, how pretty they think I am, or how perfect my body is, or how, it does not matter how many people say it. If I don't feel it myself, nothing anyone can say will change that.
Right.
And that's what we've talked about working on, is just feeling that for yourself and kind of drowning out all the voices of people, because that just gets in the way of your growth.
Yeah, I agree completely. I agree completely. Focusing on you is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Giving yourself time and giving yourself, I think something Savannah said numerous times today, giving yourself grace mm-hmm. to know that it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not be perfect, because nobody is perfect.
No.
You know, there are so many things. There's always going to be somebody out here younger, prettier, thinner, smarter, whatever.
Always.
There's always. And you have to get to a place where you feel like you are enough.
For sure. And I think a big thing, I know for me, like I love any kind of quote, because I feel like when I read it, a lot of times it's speaking to me in ways that I feel. And even just stuff like that helps yeah. me through the
Do
day.
Screenshot those.
Listen
to
podcasts.
Put them in an album that yeah. you can go back to and you can read through. I mean, Savannah literally read something that she had written down from 2016 today.
Yeah. And
you
that's,
know, so that's something. And
journaling.
What, right.
Because that's basically like I kept looking at notes in my phone of just little things that I would write down, and just getting it out in some way, shape, or form, I feel like is so healthy. And for me, like, music has always been so therapeutic. Like, and I truly listen to the words of songs. And stuff. Like, I go to things like that. I go to like music and sermons and quotes. And because sometimes we just need to feel that like other people get how I'm feeling.
Absolutely. And as for, you know, not being able to put on makeup as well as other people appear to, I'm one of those people, Monica.
Y'all, she's terrible.
Okay, now I wouldn't say terrible.
Mom.
But, you know.
Even like the other day, I helped you with your eyebrows and you were like, oh yeah, those look so much better.
But Monica, I will tell you, Savannah is working on some tutorials that she's going to be putting up.
And I have some on my Instagram,
so
too.
Go to her Instagram. Go to her Sassy by Savannah Instagram and send a message. Do you do like a direct message?
Yeah.
Send a direct message, Monica, with your information. And when the next drop happens, I will stick a little something in the mail to you.
Yes.
So send it, make sure and do that. Do it to the Sassy by Savannah so it doesn't get lost. Yes.
Well, do it just so we're safe. Do it to Sassy by Savannah. Do it to my personal Instagram and Mom's. Just like copy and paste the same message so we see it. And I will send you every product that I have in stock because I just, that's why I created Sassy by Savannah, because makeup for me was my outlet. Like, I hated how I looked, hated how I felt about myself, and makeup from such a young age has always been something that I've ran to. And I'm not
saying... And it's not to hide.
Well, no, but at that point in time when you're in such a low place, like, putting on a face of makeup and you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, dang, I feel a lot better about myself. Like, we all need those quick fixes sometimes to get us through the day while we're doing the hard work internally.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is for me. Like, I love makeup. It brings me so much joy. And it does. It helps me feel better about myself. And that's what I hope other people get out of it, too.
Absolutely. So, Monica, please send us that. And as soon as we get some stuff in, we'll send it to you. With that being said, Savannah, I want to thank you again for being here on the podcast, for stepping in last minute. I appreciate you. I love you. And guys, until next week, good luck and God bless.
And remember, be intentional.